Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today's lesson all about food inventions. Well, we're going to be learning about some different things that were invented throughout history that help you in the kitchen when you are making food. Well, what kinds of things do you use from your kitchen? What kitchen utensils or tools do you use the most? Maybe you'll learn about some of those things in today's lesson. Carolyn, what do you use in your kitchen?
Well, I use a knife every day, it seems like, because I'm always needing to cut something. I eat a lot of vegetables, so a knife and cutting board are very important to me.
All right, a knife and a cutting board. I just use the basics. I think I use forks, knives, spoons, cups, bowls, plates. I don't really use anything fancy too often, but there are some fancier kitchen tools we're going to be looking at in today's lesson and tomorrow's as well. So let's get started with the first reading of the day.
Food inventions. The stories behind the kitchen inventions we couldn't do without. What was involved in preparing your dinner last night? You probably have never stopped to think about it, but many processes and devices were involved before the food and drink appeared on your table. As a matter of fact, food preparation innovations throughout history have paved the way for safer, easier-to-make meals. A focus on safety. Pasteurization. One of the most important food discoveries occurred in the 1860s when French chemist Louis Pasteur found that by heating liquids, harmful bacteria could be destroyed. Before then, deadly bacteria in food and drink led to disease and death. Today, food is much safer thanks to the process of pasteurization named for this scientist.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. What does it take to keep food fresh? In today's article, we'll learn all about some very important discoveries and inventions that have helped to make food preservation and preparation much easier. First, let's take a look at our keywords. Pave the way. Pave the way is an idiom. Studying hard now will help pave the way for admittance into a good college in the future. Chemist. Chemist is a noun. A food chemist works to improve the quality and safety of food products. Deadly. Deadly is an adjective. A deadly car crash involving four vehicles occurred over the weekend. Quest. Quest is a noun. In The Hobbit, Bilbo Baggins goes on a quest to get back stolen treasure. Your more information words are pasteurization. Pasteurization is a noun. Liquefy. Liquefy is a verb. What are some important inventions you can think of? Think about that as we get started with our article.
Those are some very important inventions for our kitchen and the things that we eat. At the beginning of our article, we see the stories behind the kitchen inventions we couldn't do without. Now, that's a very good phrase. If you can't do without something, we're going to talk about that for a little bit. These are the stories about kitchen inventions that we just can't do without. What does it mean if you can't do without something, Gabe?
That means it is necessary. You really need it. And so there are some things that we use in our kitchens or food inventions that we think are really necessary today. We can't do without them. How else might you use that phrase? Well, I could say, Thank you for your help. I could not do without your help at the party last night. I couldn't do without you.
That's right. You could also say, in society today, we couldn't do without electricity.
Uh-huh.
We are very dependent on electricity nowadays. Well, continuing in our article, we see, what was involved in preparing your dinner last night? Do you know? This is an interesting question.
That's right. What was involved? Maybe you don't even think about it. You just use what's right there, use the tools that you have, and you don't think about what was involved in making some of those tools. So what was involved or what was included in making your dinner last night?
And the next sentence says, you probably have never stopped to think about it, but many processes and devices were involved before the food and drink appeared on your table.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of work when you're trying to prepare a meal, and there are many different things that go into it. Well, how does the article continue, Gabe?
Well, we see, as a matter of fact, food preparation innovations throughout history have paved the way for safer, easier to make meals. And the sentence begins with the phrase, as a matter of fact. It's a phrase you might hear often in English if you want to tell someone the truth about something. Maybe people aren't sure. You can say, as a matter of fact, and then you can say the truth. So how else can we learn from this sentence, Carolyn?
Well, we do have another really good phrase, and this one is from our word bank, pave the way. We see paved the way for safer, easier to make meals.
Yeah.
You can pave the way for something means that you make it possible for something to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
How else can we use this, Gabe?
Well, many people believe that if you want something to happen in life, that God maybe paves the way for that to happen. So something might not happen unless God actually does something. He paves the way for it to happen.
That's right. And there are many things that pave the way in your kitchen for new inventions to be invented. Well, the first one we see here is pasteurization. Pasteurization is a very big word and a very interesting word. It comes from a man's name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what exactly is pasteurization, Gabe?
Well, pasteurization, the first thing I think about is maybe liquid like milk. Milk is made healthy through pasteurization. And we're going to learn more about this in this paragraph. One of the most important food discoveries occurred in the 1860s when French chemist Louis Pasteur found that by heating liquids, harmful bacteria could be destroyed. So again, it's destroying bacteria in liquids.
That's right. And we see that Mr. Pasteur, Louis Pasteur,
mm-hmm.
French name, was a chemist. And a chemist is someone who studies chemistry, a kind of scientist that looks at things on very basic levels. And he found something. He made a very interesting discovery that if you heat liquids, mm-hmm. you can destroy bacteria.
All right, well, a chemist might deal with chemicals, C-H-E-M-I-C-A-L. And chemicals can be dangerous, some of them. And of course, many liquids also have chemicals. When I think of a chemist, I think of someone dressed in a white lab coat, maybe wearing some kind of goggles to protect their eyes, and things are exploding. That's what I think about when I think of a chemist. I'm not sure what Louis Pasteur experienced, but he did help us with pasteurization.
That's right. And we see that before this discovery, before then, deadly bacteria in food and drink led to diseases and death. So it was very serious at the time that there could be deadly bacteria in your food or drink.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, Louis Pasteur made a new way to clean the food, to kill the bacteria. And we see this word deadly. The bacteria was deadly. What does this mean, Gabe?
Well, if something is deadly, that means it might cause death. So you might think of a snake. A snake bite could be deadly if there is venom in the snake bite. You think of weapons too. Well, weapons like guns and knives can be deadly weapons. So of course, you want to try to prevent anything deadly from happening.
That's right. And continuing in the article, we see today, food is much safer thanks to the process of pasteurization named for this scientist. So it's a really great invention, and we're very thankful that he discovered this way to kill bacteria. Well, now it's time to go see Steve and Ken in the information cloud. Then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We enjoy your company.
And thanks to modern technology, we can meet on the air.
Friends, did you notice what Ken just said? He wasn't thanking modern technology. He said thanks to modern technology. Let's take a look at this phrase, thanks to.
The phrase thanks to is the same as because of. So thanks to technology is just another way to say because of technology.
We can also use thanks to for something with a negative turnout. For example, I might say, thanks to the rain, the picnic was canceled. I'm not happy about the rain. I'm just saying, because of the rain, the picnic was called off.
Sometimes we use this phrase with a sarcastic tone. Steve, thanks to you, I had an upset stomach after I drank the coffee you bought me.
Oops. Now the opposite of thanks to you is no thanks to you, which means you gave me no help. Though, as my friend, I had a right to expect some help from you. So, for example, I could say, I finally mastered Chinese. No thanks to you.
Meaning, I didn't help you learn Chinese when I could have.
Or even that you might have tried to prevent me from mastering it.
I'm always willing to help you with Chinese, right?
Of course, kid. That was just an example sentence.
Thanks 是谢谢，但 thanks to 就不一定是感谢的意思。Thanks to 是个片语，表示 because of 就是由于、因为的意思。今天课文中说 ，Today food is much safer thanks to the process of pasteurization. Thanks to 多亏了巴斯德式杀菌法，食物变得更安全。因此 ，thanks to you 跟 thank you 是不一样的。Thanks to you 就等于 because of you。因为你的缘故，那这句话呢，可以用在一些好事或一些坏事。用在坏事 ，thanks to you， 往往是带着讽刺的语气。比如说 ，thanks to you， I had an upset stomach after I drank the coffee you bought me。多谢你买的咖啡，我喝了以后肚子痛。No thanks to you， 刚好相反，意思就是你没有功劳。如果你好不容易毕业了。你可以说 I finally graduated, no thanks to you. 你没有帮我做任何事。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 pave the way 这个成语。pave the way, 铺平道路意思就是只为某件事情铺路或者是预先做安排。例如 the TV Singing Contest paved the way to the singer's professional debut, 参加电视的比赛为这位歌手的正式出道来铺路。或者是 the meeting successfully paved the way for the peace treaty, 这个会议成功的为和平协议铺路。继续我们看的是 deadly 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 dead 死掉的这个形容词，所以 deadly 是指致死的或者是致命的。例如 the scientists have finally found a cure for this deadly disease， 科学家们终于找到治疗这个致命疾病的方法。 deadly 也可以当副词，意思是指极其的。例如 the movie is deadly dull， 这部电影无聊的要命。
Well, we're talking today about food inventions and some things that we can use in our kitchens today that we cannot do without. And these have been influenced by people throughout history. Some people have helped pave the way for safer, easier to make meals. One thing we talked about is pasteurization, a process invented by French chemist Louis Pasteur. And we're going to learn about something else right now, refrigeration.Let's do that together.
inventions. Refrigeration. In the old days, people placed food in cold streams or under snow and ice to keep it from spoiling. The quest continued, though, for a better method to preserve and store food. Finally, German engineer Carl van Linde developed a way to liquefy gas in large quantities, a process that is required for refrigeration. He patented his refrigeration design in 1877, and many consider van Linde the inventor of the modern-day refrigerator, something no kitchen should be without.
Refrigerators are certainly important. I can't imagine not having one. Well, we see in this section refrigeration. The first sentence says, in the old days, people placed food in cold streams or under snow and ice to keep it from spoiling. So before we had refrigerators, people used to put their food in cold streams, cold water, maybe near their house, mm-hmm. or in snow and ice to keep it from spoiling or going bad.
And this says in the old days people did this. That means maybe a long time ago, in the old days. However, I know that in some places in the world, people still do this, because it does save electricity, and if it's cold enough outside, if there's always snow, then you can still do this to keep your food from going bad or spoiling.
That's right, and the next sentence says, the quest continued, though, for a better method to preserve and store food. So while some parts of the world you can just store your food outside where it's cold, a lot of places are too warm for mm-hmm. this to really work, except in winter. So the quest continued. If you have a quest, then you are searching for something. Mm-hmm. This is a really great word, a quest. Maybe you are on a quest for a new refrigerator because yours is broken.
Uh-oh. Well, if you do have a broken refrigerator, go out and go on a quest for one. That kind of means you have a mission to accomplish something. You are searching for something. Maybe if you're a student, you have a quest. You are on a quest for more knowledge. You're on a quest for more wisdom. So you can use this word to talk about things you're searching for or ideas that you want to have.
Well, people were on a quest for a better way to preserve food, to keep their food good longer. And we see that finally, German engineer Carl von Linde developed a way to liquefy gas in large quantities, a process that is required for refrigeration. So this German engineer found a way to keep things colder longer.
That's right. We see a word here, liquefy. He developed a way to liquefy gas. Of course, gas is, well, it's not liquid, but there is a way to turn it into a liquid, and that is called liquefying something. So he did this. And if you have a refrigerator, then there is probably this process going on, liquefying gas.
That's right. And we see that he patented his refrigeration design in 1877, and many consider von Linde the inventor of the modern-day refrigerator, something no kitchen should be without.
All right. Well, he has invented something that everyone should have. Of course, if you go into a kitchen these days, you will probably look around and notice a refrigerator, among other things. So, he did something that is very necessary, something that we can't be without.
And it says in 1877, mm-hmm. and I kind of think of that as a very long time ago,
yeah.
but actually that means that they didn't have refrigerators until 1877.
Right, exactly. So we think of it as a long time ago, but really it was a long time that people didn't have refrigeration. So as you can see, we can use this word refrigerator in different ways too. You see, the word refrigeration is like the process that happens within your refrigerator.
That's right. So do you have a refrigerator? Do you have a large refrigerator? A small refrigerator? Do you even use a refrigerator in your house? Do you live in a cold enough place that you don't need one?
That's right. Maybe you're a college student and you just have a small refrigerator in your dorm room. Well, refrigeration is very important today. Of course, it's a great process that can be used to help keep food good without spoiling. It's something that no kitchen should be without. Let's go take a look at the Grammar Gym with Liz.
And then we'll go see Michelle in the language lab.
Good idea.
Hi there, friends. I hope you're all doing well today. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. And here's today's grammar tip sentence. Something no kitchen should be without. Our focus today is on the sentence pattern, no plus subject should be without. It's just another way to say something is absolutely necessary for a certain subject. For example, maybe a publisher might advertise their newest dictionary as, "This is a dictionary no language learners should be without." Or, maybe a large department store is promoting their VIP cards, so they might say, "This is a card no shopper should be without." Now it's your turn. Can you think of an item that is necessary or very important to a certain group of people? And practice using this pattern with your friends. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's grammar tip section in your magazine. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time.
好，接下来我们看的是 quest 这个名词。quest 是指寻求或探索。例如 ，The breakup didn't stop Renee's quest for true love。这次的分手并没有让 Renee 停止继续的追寻真爱。或者是 The group's quest to find the hidden treasure was interrupted by severe weather。这个团队寻找宝藏的旅程被恶劣的天候给打断了。所以我们看的是 liquefy 这个动词 L-I-Q-U 这个字根有液体的意思，所以 liquefy 是指使液体化，例如 turn the heat up to liquefy the jelly， 把温度提高来液化果酱。它的名词是 liquefaction， L-I-Q-U-E-F-A-C-T-I-O-N。 例如 natural gas liquefaction technology has been improved greatly in recent years， 天然瓦斯液化的技术在近年来有很多的进步。 And let's see what our teachers are doing.
Today we've learned about a couple different inventions that we use in our kitchens, things that have made things easier and paved the way to make our food safer to eat.What was the first one we learned about today, Gabe?
Well, it's that big word, pasteurization. That's the process where you heat up liquids so you can kill off deadly or harmful bacteria. And this was, of course, named for a French chemist, Louis Pasteur. We're very grateful to him for this food innovation.
It is a wonderful innovation. Mm-hmm. And the other one we learned about today was refrigeration.Pasteurization, refrigeration. And refrigeration was discovered, this way to liquefy gas, by a German engineer, Carl von Linde. So he helped us discover a way to keep our food, fresher longer with this process of refrigeration.
That's right. Well, this just makes me wonder. We have a question here at the end of the lesson, and it says, do you ever worryabout the food or drink that you consume. Is that something that you ever worry about, Carolyn?
Well, sometimes I do worry about it because food might not be fresh. Even though we have these ways to keep food fresher longer, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that the food is still good. And I eat a lot of vegetables, and those can be dangerous if you eat them raw, if you don't cook them. So I have to be kind of careful and make sure that they are still clean before I eat it.
That's right. Of course, people are always telling me not to mix my chicken with my beef if I'm cooking with raw chicken or beef, because chicken has something that you really need to make sure is completely gone when you cook it. Well, there are many things to worry about, or that you can worry about. We hope you don't worry, but we hope you do come back next time for the continuation of this lesson, Food Inventions. See you.
See you.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. And she led the boys to a bedroom and said,
Now wash and dress yourselves. Here are two new suits of clothes, shirts, everything. They're Huck's. No, don't thank me, Huck. Mr. Jones bought one and I bought the other. But they'll fit both of you. Get into them. We'll wait. Come down when you're ready.
Then she left the room. Huck said,
Tom, we can get away if we can find a rope. The window isn't very high up.
Why do you want to get away?
I can't go into a crowd like that, Tom. I'm not going down there.
I'll take care of you,
said Tom, who had seen all sorts of cakes and ice cream in the sitting room. Sid appeared.
What's all this party about, Sid?
Tom asked.
It's one of the widow's parties that she often has. This time it's for the Welshman and his sons, because they saved her from trouble that night.
Well, there's not much harm in that,
said Tom, and he led the way down. Huck followed, very unwillingly. After supper, Mr. Jones stood up. He thanked Mrs. Douglas for the honor she had done him and his sons.
But there's another person here who did more that night to prevent a terrible crime,
the Welshman said. And he told the part that Huckleberry Finn had played that night. The widow spoke, too, about Huck's brave actions. Huck almost forgot the great discomfort of his new clothes in the greater discomfort of being stared at and thanked by everybody. The widow said,
I want to give Huck a home here and have him well educated. Then, when the time comes, I hope I'll have enough money to start him in a business.